Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with hosts Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. Let's do this thing. Do this thing. Do this thing.
Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody that's online, I want to welcome David Arnett Cherry to our city. He's here for the SOAR conference. So welcome, David. And you're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club. Good morning. Everybody not
good
doing
morning.
Anything. I'm hyped.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Well, we're going to get into some conversation this morning. But before we do that, we want to thank David Arnicheri again for including us all in this. And I want to welcome him to Arlington, Dallas, Fort Worth. He's going to the Potter's House Store conference today for entrepreneurs. So let's wish him all the luck in the world and whatever endeavors that he is trying to get to, that it will be accomplished. And we also want to get into a conversation that's been deep on my heart, and I got some really cool people online with me. I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to Ira Sean, the unhidden comedian that the world don't know anything about. I want to welcome him online. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I also want to recognize Shia, a playwright, entrepreneur, she's Jamaican. She does everything. I want to bring Shia online. Shai, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, everyone. Morning. How are you?
We are awesome. So, David, do we have a little word of wisdom before we start antagonizing people and poking folks and saying
no,
all the wrong
things? That's going to come back. I like to jump right into this right now.
All right.
Right into it, and I come back with something later on the second part.
You
know,
yeah,
but I want to jump right into this because we've been looking forward to this, you know, and we want to thank Hummingbird for also putting this together. And so let's just jump into what's been on your heart. I want to hear this one.
Well, we've been looking at me since you want to go and get into it. You know, this is my thing.
Yeah.
I've been looking at marriages and how they're doing marriages, like, what would you call it? Revolving door, you come in and go out. Is the traditional marriage that our parents had, the longevity, the stick and stay, the death do us part, does that exist anymore? Is that realistic, or is marriage like a business now? Once the business looks like it's going bad, you just jump out. I'm just asking. Because let me tell you, I'm going to put mine out there first. I am divorced. It wasn't a revolving door with me, but it was a circumstance that needed to be done. Sometimes we jump into a relationship and we think it's going to work, even though we see the sign that this is a fool. But we just don't. You know, we want to be and we're supposed to hide all faults. We don't. We just close our eyes to it. So I want everybody to chime in on it. We got two ladies on here. So you know we love romance and we like all the traditional stuff. So, Sha, since you a lady and you there with me, I want you to pop off and say something first before we start letting Sean and David get involved in this, because I'm sure we're going to hear a whole nother thing with them.
Oh, yeah. They definitely can wait, though. We got a lot to say on this one.
Right. We do. What do you think? Is that a such thing as marriage anymore?
See, with me, I do believe there is a such thing as marriage, but I just don't believe that it exists for certain people, depending on their lifestyles nowadays. Like, social media has ruined marriage, I believe, for the most part, because now people got so many, unrealistic expectations. It's so crazy. And then, of course, on top of that, genetic enhancements and modifications, the world is just too crazy. It's the same as successful marriages. That's what I believe.
Wow. So you think putting a big butt, putting butt fat in your cheeks and your butt and all that, those enhancements to women or men, I don't know what they can do to you guys. Y'all got to holler at me and let me know about that. But the enhancement of women is, huh?
I said now they do both. They become men and women.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. You did say that. Okay. Arashaw, you quiet back there. I'm sure you got a lot to say.
I am just listening. I am a married man, and I've been married for 20 years. And I can't wait to get out.
I can't wait to get out.
Are you waiting for the termination date? Or are you just like divorcing? How do you want to do this?
I'm waiting for my son to graduate.
Well,
so
there
my marriage is more like a business. It didn't start out that way, of course. It started out a love thing. You know, we loved each other. We wanted to be with each other. However, over the course of time, you know, the marriage has kind of just went its own way. And I think just kind of like Sha said, a lot to do with social media, expectations that we have now. You know, anytime that we get tired, we get bored, we want something different. We want to move on. I don't think that the commitment's there anymore. I think with religion, we just don't value marriage like we used to.
That we don't.
And a lot of people I speak to are the same way. I see so many people in and out of marriages, 3 and 4, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's a phase now for people. I don't think that they're serious about marriage anymore, the commitment that a marriage brings.
That's true. That's true. And I think they're not looking at the spiritual value of it or what was behind the marriage constitution in the very beginning. It was supposed to be like it's supposed to be like the marriage is to the church, Jesus Christ's marriage to the church. So it's supposed to sustain everything. But unfortunately, the world has put its own little thing in it, and it has made it to a point that as soon as you can get in a marriage today and be divorced in 2 months because of what you assumed. You're absolutely right, Chad. What you assumed this person was going to be like. But my question is, we see all the signs before we say I do. We do. I don't care what nobody say. Y'all can say you don't. That's a lot of hell because I saw mine. I just thought it wasn't going to happen to me because I thought it was different. So why do we go into things seeing our eyes wide open? I understand love. It don't hide all faults. Like I was saying before, it makes you close your eyes to things. You just say, oh, it's going to go away. It's going to go away. It's going to go away. But if we see these things ahead of time, we see that those are the things that we're not going to want to tolerate here in the next 5 years or 6 years. Why don't we go into it anyway? Why? Because I saw he was a fool. I was like, who is he? Killing that woman. And I was like, why is he talking to her like that? Well, I'm glad that ain't me. And turned my butt around and sat in my car, and he got right on this, and I said, I love you, babe. And told him, you know, but I saw it. I looked at him talk to a woman like she was, and it was his ex-wife. And I'm thinking, whew, child, since he got mad at me, I was like, whew, I remember them words because I heard them before. Because I was saying it to her. You know what I'm saying? Now it's me sitting there, and I'm sure there's another woman saying, whew, look, he's talking to her bad. Ooh, pity and baby. My question is, when we see this stuff, when we see this is how they are, why do we still say I do instead of saying, let me wait till you change this, or let's work on changing this, because, Negro, in the next 10 years, if this is the same way, either one of us will have a knot on our head, or we're going to have to be gone. So, why do we do it? Why do we do it? What is it? Shai, you've never been married, right?
I haven't. But I will.
Go ahead.
I would say in responding to your question and what you said, I honestly think that people are, like, in love with the idea of love. Like, I don't really think they're in love with the person. They're in love with the idea. They want to experience it because that's what they taught. But like I said, the world now, it's like a world of trends. So now that everybody's getting married, they think it's, like, a thing to do. It's not about the spirit connection. Like you said, it's more of a business thing now. And nowadays, it ain't even that. It's just social media. I want to get likes. I want to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to get followers. So just follow through. Like, nothing is real. People aren't genuine. And then on top of that, like I said, everything, I think, to me, just resorts back to social media because human interaction has even been compromised due to social media. So when people actually get together, they don't communicate. They don't know how to without texting each other. So that's why I'm like, it's just the idea with the love in the of being in love. That's what I think it is. Or you think you can change this? You think you
and that's the argument you try there. Most of us think you can change them. You know,
that's true.
With my love, you'll change.
Yeah, yeah.
And as we see, it doesn't happen that way. And then there's no stigmatism with divorce anymore. It used to be a time when you would look down upon if you got a divorce, or how sad it was that you couldn't make your marriage work. That stigmatism no longer exists, you know? Mm-hmm. People are applauding for getting a divorce. They throw divorce parties now, you know?
Mm-hmm. They do,
though. They do.
I miss that. Hey, that's the way they have a party. I'm free and single. They do have divorce parties. They do. You're absolutely correct. Do you guys think so, social media also creates divorce, because now you can connect to the world. Women are throwing themselves out there to men like it ain't nothing. Men are throwing themselves out there to women like it ain't. All you got to do is be on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want to get on. And do you think by then to have access to the world and the world having access to you and you have access to women and men that you've never been able to talk to before, now you're able to get to it. Do you think that also is affecting marriages, making them stay together?
Well, of course, more possibilities, you know? So exactly. You know, the more I see, the more I'm tempted to buy.
That's true.
Right. And then you start seeing other people do it, you know?
Yeah.
And so my friend is doing it. It's okay for me to do.
No, it's a trendy thing.
That's
world
a good
of trend.
Point. That's a good. That's a good point.
So
I think marriage sometimes is something.
There you go.
Oh no! I think what happens in the marriage is that people, they don't want to take the time to work things out, and they don't make a balance.
Yeah.
I think in marriage you need a balance. Like if somebody is doing good and your stuff is not really happening, especially being an artist, you got to kind of bounce back and support that other person too, and don't neglect them when your career or whatever. You have to try to keep a balance in a marriage. And it's not all about, I mean, it shouldn't be about all finances all the time, but you do want to have that. But, I mean, that's number one. But people seem like they just don't have the time. They don't slow it down and communicate and work it out. But I go back to the point that what everybody was saying, the social media does put access to you and tempts people just to check it out, I think, you know.
I believe so, too. I think I see grown men. We're talking about 40, 50. We're talking about grown men that are on, I call them internet hoes. I mean, you're an internet hoe. You're just out there playing yourself to internet. It's your DM. So I think finances and this social media frenzy, the fact that we can connect the people that we weren't able to connect before. And there are people that don't have any morals, y'all. There's some people out there
that don't have no morals. The moral compass of our country has changed completely.
Yes.
You know? It's so acceptable to be a hoe now. You know? It's a good thing now to be a hoe.
It is.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's a true fact there. Mm-hmm.
Then Amber Rose just have, like, her second or third slut walk to embrace it. Like, that. It's so crazy how the tables have turned like that.
Yeah. So, you know,
listen, what's that pop song they got now? You have him Monday through Friday, and I have him on the weekend.
Oh, my God. My grandma.
You're talking about Scissor the weekend.
I'm the weekend. My grandbaby just let me hear that last weekend. And they say, Mama, she talking about she got him, don't say anything, but you can have him all during the week. I was like, what is that? She said, I love this song. They are 12. And 14. And they know
so
the
now you got women making it acceptable to share their man.
There you go.
You know, hey,
there
it's okay.
Go.
Where they used to be like, no, you know, we were exclusive.
Yeah.
Now women are saying, hey, you have a Monday through Friday, I have Monday through Friday.
Well, what is that song? Sunday, Monday. That's when I was married. What was that? Who was that? Come on now.
Well,
that's a long time ago, too.
Exactly.
Sunday,
the
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. I forgot
hey,
that. But that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
We was doing it too. We just did it low key. It is good to show that you can be a whore or whatever. Now, pop publicly. Those songs were one in a million back then because we were doing it all low key. I'm not saying that hoeing and whoremongering wasn't happening. I'm just saying it was hidden, just like homosexuality is now a big thing. It's good to be bi now. It's good to be trans now. That's the new thing. Everything is, you know, to the world. I'm just saying to the world. It's good to do that now. It's good to be out in the public and say that you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You popular boy, you say you go both ways. Woo-hoo! But you know what I'm thinking? The guys that I know that we serve, he didn't like that. That was abomination. But he says, follow the laws of the land. So what do we do? The world
well,
is okay.
I think
the
back
law
then,
of the land is different than the ways of the world.
Hmm.
And I think people get those mixed up. And we use all kinds of justifications, as you know, to do what we want to do, you know? I use percentages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are more women on earth than there are men. Therefore, God didn't want us to be faithful. Why would he want all these other women not to have nobody?
Oh, you can say.
We worked that one out.
We got a fix for that.
Y'all need
funny.
To stop going
now,
to
that
jail. There's more women out here than men because half of y'all in the pen. That's the problem when it comes to our black men. So we just don't want to marry no jailbird. And half of us got it. So come on now. It's not that. It's just the fact that y'all won't stay alive. Either y'all dead or in jail. What's up? Y'all got to give us a break.
Mm-hmm. Or with somebody, or I wouldn't let them in. So nowadays.
Yeah, I can go and go to a chick now, and I'll be popular.
Exactly.
I can go and just,
I don't think
either,
the world
got
so quiet, though. Like, the world used to speak up. Like, the world used to, like, you know, make people pay for pay consequences for their actions. Like, it was just basically based on morals and what's right and what's wrong. But now it's no responsibility because they're so afraid of hurting people's feelings. It's like back in the day when you told, like people to stop whooping their kids, and now people acting a plum fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty much, like, that's what happened. They tried to resort to not spanking us no more and let us, like, do it on our own and guide us through, and now we just messed up.
You're right.
Well, our country is so diverse now, too. You have people from all walks of life, all opinions, all thoughts, all religious beliefs. And when you mix all those in this big old melting pot, you know, it all bleeds. And people start taking on other attributes of other people, their ideas, their beliefs. And now we're just crazy. You know, and social media makes that acceptable. You know, the more I see somebody else doing something, I don't feel so isolated and alone in doing it. You know, I don't feel by myself now that I'm getting a divorce. Because guess what? Everybody else on social media is getting a divorce. All my friends are cheating. So that's the thing to do. Fornication ain't considered a sin no more.
It's not.
You lame if you ain't fornicating.
You.
Not.
That's a good way of putting it in your ear to make you feel good about what you're doing. Yeah, look, he did it.
Yeah.
Look, he did it 5 times. I'm only did it once. I'm late. It's just, I think that we as adults should start looking at our own moral compass when we start doing things. I understand that sometimes we do marry the wrong person. Like, which time I put my ring on the wrong finger now because I know that thing was wrong for me. And it's not to say that I didn't work at it. I can't say that. But you got to understand, too, it takes two in this situation to make it work. If I'm working at something and that other party is still doing their thing, it ain't going to work. It don't matter. I don't care how I bend, lay down, pray, and cry. God don't make nobody love you. And he's not going to make anybody act a certain way with you. They got to want to do all of these things. But as a woman, and I'm talking as a woman perspective, we tend, a good woman, let me put that in there, we tend to try to stay too long. We keep trying to fix something that's unfixable because if he doesn't know he's broke, he can't fix it. Same thing with a man and a woman. If she doesn't think that the thing she's doing is incorrect, there's not no fixing it. So you might as well fix yourself and get the heck on. Because it's not going to work.
Hello. Men don't want to be married. Most men don't want to get married. This is a woman's dream.
You really think
a
that?
A lot of us do
I think some men do want to be, you know, with someone and enjoy that. There's some people that are with each other for years and years. Now you're going to have problems, but you have to work them out. you know, but I think marriage sometimes makes it where you can't get out, but now you're saying that they can get out now. It used to be that you would stay, like if we go back to the original question with the parents, and they stayed and hung through some heavy things that, you know, and, you know, today people get out real fast. You said, like, in 2 months, I can get out, you know. You wouldn't, you know.
Well, Mark,
I think that's what the conversation is talking about, that you can get out and all the you know, basically.
Yeah. You can just say bye. You can just leave.
Yeah, you can
but
just
I
walk
on
out,
at,
and that's it.
Yeah, you can just say, shoot the deuce and say, holler at you. My thing is I saw my mother and my father stay married for 60 years, and I'm telling you, to her death, he was with this woman. I can't say he was perfect. I can't say he was faithful. I can't say any of that, but I knew he stuck and stayed when it was tough. So I don't think those men, that type of man, that type of honoring, ethical, moral men exist. I'm sure there's some out there. Probably if you got 50, you may have two. But it's hard to cipher through that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I tell you, it's hard to cipher through all of that. You kiss all these dang old nasty ass frogs. By the time you get to that Chris Charming, you spitting on them. Because all those frogs you just was kissing on got all them damn warts on your lips and stuff. Because they just treated you and dogged you out. And then you get to the Prince Charming, they want to clean the warts off your lip and want to stay there forever and dig a ditch, and you want to drag him through mud and hell and hot water because you don't want to give out the same affection. All of that comes, it's exhausting for your heart to keep, okay, I love, oh, I'm hurt. I don't want to keep going through that. And then you start looking at marriage just like a business. Then you start saying, yeah, what love got to do with it? I'm going to go into this because it's going to be beneficial for me, and I can get what I want out of it, and maybe, just maybe, every now and again, I may get a spark here and there with it, and we'll be all right. As long as I get what I want, I'm good. What y'all think?
I mean, I definitely think it's valid to that point, but I think it's probably easier to kiss frogs than to work for, like, to fight for your Prince Charming. I do believe that people do out of, like, being comfortable, pretty much, I say. Like, you get used to kissing frogs. You get used to knowing how to heal yourself and get over that situation. So then when you finally do get Prince Charming, that's a lot of work. You tired. You burnt out. Like you said, you didn't kiss so many frogs.
There you go.
Stuff.
There you go.
So I definitely agree with you in regards to it. But I do think it comes a part of, like, our own responsibility of just getting too comfortable with accepting wrong. So we don't know how to treat right.
That's a good one, Shaw. That's really good.
Well, you guys are listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club, and it's talking, and we are almost at the 30 minutes. We still have 15 more minutes. So let's continue the conversation. I just wanted to let everybody know.
Thank you. Well, Sean, since you said
We can still talk. They'll keep it going.
Sean.
Yeah.
Sean, you said that when you said most men, the majority of the men, I would say that, don't want to be married. But they want, okay, you may not want to be married, but you want all of the things that come along with marriage.
The benefits of a marriage, but you don't want the commitment, really want the commitment. Mm-hmm. Of being married. And I think that's most people with anything. You know, a lot of people like the idea of being married, having the perfect family, the perfect home and all of that. But the work entails to make it work, we don't have that commitment anymore. You know, and there's no reason to, because, again, like we talked about earlier, society makes it so easy to say goodbye. So why put the work in when I can find somebody else? I ain't got to fix you. I can give you somebody new.
Exactly.
So why fight for you when I can find somebody else that's already willing to do what I think I want to do, of course, until we get together?
There you go.
But if I keep moving on and keep moving on and ain't got to ever make no commitment, there I go. And like I said, we don't look at it from a spiritual standpoint anymore. It ain't about what God said, what we should do, or what the marriage was designed for. Now, like you mentioned, it's about convenience.
I'm in my marriage because it works.
I think people gotta remember the love in marriage. Like, it's, I do believe back in the day they did have to work harder, and it did, in a sense, make them grow closer or find them to each other, so that they grew.
Yes,
that
it, yes, it did. Yes, it did.
And so then, when, I mean, I know I haven't been married, but I know that people do grow over time and change, of course, because your experiences are going to change your perspectives. You're going to change as a person. So, of course, the person you marry now is not going to be the same person you marry 20 years from now. But if you have that love when and communication, when it comes to those trying parts, you got to remember why you fell in love. You have to always bring. But if you don't have no love, you're just in it for, it's like you said, or whatever, being comfortable, whatever the case may be, then, of course, you're going to dip on that. You're not going to value that. Stay with that.
Sure. But, yeah, and then also, love somebody. I think it's a friendship, too. I think it's a friendship thing.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you go. I think
you ever fell in love with somebody
you didn't
like? Yeah. You love them, but you realize you just don't like them.
Yes. Have you ever been in love or you just don't like personally? You love them, but you don't like them. Why wouldn't I hang with you? Oh, God. I don't like that. Ooh, you do that. When you look at it in that manner, you fall in love with a thing that the person doing, not the person.
Yeah.
You fall in love with whatever action that the person is doing that you really enjoy, not the person. So as soon as that person deviates from the thing that you don't like, you realize you don't like them at all, period. The dog? I thought I liked you, but I don't like you at all. As a matter of fact, you stop doing that, the feeling is gone. So it's to me, I think, the unfortunate truth is, I really believe that we have transitioned into something that's going to be where we won't even see marriages as much as we would like. Do you see all these, the new marriage, the gay marriages? These people getting divorced just like regular people now. But see, if y'all stay quiet and just live together, you wouldn't have all this on you. You getting divorced just like the heterosexual. Y'all having problems just like we was having before. You want to get married just to get divorced. Because a lot of them are getting divorced just as quick as we are. My thing of it is, what is it can turn this around? Since it doesn't look like it. Well, let me put this. I'm going to give this story. It's going to be a really quick story. I have a person that I know that was married, had been married for more than 15 years, went out and married somebody else, still married to the woman that he was married for 15 years. And the judge say men don't want to be married, but he got two wives. He's a bigamist. You know what I mean? He got two wives.
But
have three by now.
Now, again, he's got two wives, so technically he really ain't married because you ain't in there fighting with one person. You know, you get tired of A, you go play with B.
Ah.
You know, they let you have a C, that's an option for yourself.
That
it's
is
so
the
easier.
Option.
Right.
Yeah, you think he's talking about his A, so yeah.
So, David, you're probably right. He's working on the third one, so when he gets tired of that second one.
No, you know what I'm saying? He probably got three or four by now.
He probably got a bunch of wives out there now. Because, no, but let me tell you what I mean. I'm one of them ignorant ones. I said, well, I don't know about a demon like that because I'm going straight to the popo. And he
said, and then the thing, because they not speaking up. I said, nobody really cares because they not speaking up. They embracing it. You see the Scissor of the Weekend, we just talk about the song. She just was like, I haven't wanted to see what you got during the week. They okay with being sister wives, and it's okay.
You know he said that?
We have 3 minutes. We have 3 minutes.
All right. Oh, my God. This is a great conversation with you guys. Golly.
Last words. Last word for somebody,
everybody say
to
us. Before they go, Sean.
Gary?
Yeah.
I'd like to bring you guys back. Hopefully we can get you guys back on here because you guys are intelligent, and I'm surprised. Sean, you're awesome. He was being really nice. I was waiting for a fool, but he didn't do anything to me today. I'm going to get it out of him, y'all. I want you guys to come back. How about that?
That's not about the plan.
Yeah. I didn't hear them a shot. And David. Sean, you still there?
Are you guys there?
I'm here.
Sean? Everybody's here.
Okay.
No, everybody's here.
You guys come back. So Sean says she'll come back. Sean, you'll come back? I don't think he hears me.
Sean.
Hey, you guys.
I
think he done dropped off. I think he done fell off, y'all.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay.
Did he hear us? All right, you guys. It's been awesome. Thank you guys for joining us at Organic Nation Listening Club. Shy talks like she's 50 years old, been here for years, and she's probably 20-something years old. I'm so proud of my girl.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, David. Thank you so much. Sean,
you
can hear
it
us.
It was fun.
It was great. I want you guys to come back next time. We're going to talk about something that's even less as intense. Maybe we can get some foolishness out of Ira Sean that I know he can give us. But, Shy, you are the bomb. I want you back. David, thank you so very much for putting this together. Those that listen,
Thanking the hummingbirds. He keeps it happening. So here we go. We're just going to listen to some, go out with some music. And just have a beautiful weekend. So here
all right,
we go.
You guys,
here we go.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
You're
bye.
You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with host Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. Let's do this thing.